Good afternoon. Today is our day to speak with representatives from the Greene County Health Department. We have three guests joining us today. Our theme really is Children's Dental Health Month, which is the month of February. So joining us today is Deb Douglas, who is director of the Fowler Dental Clinic. We spoke quite some time ago when things were getting going and some progress, and I'm really anxious to hear about the things that are going. Jane Swigum is here representing Dottie the Clown. She's a volunteer for the American Dental Association, and Jane will tell us what she's going to be doing as Dottie the Clown as part of Dental Health Month. And then Dr. Janelle Ekdahl is in practice with Dr. Carter, and she is a dentist. She's also a volunteer at the Free Dental Clinic. So this is a collaboration, and I use that word often on this program because we are so fortunate here in this area that so many people work together on various things that are happening. I often mention the schools, the Y, the Park and Recreation Department, and the volunteer groups as well. So this is another one of those collaborations that has really taken off, and we're going to find out all about it. I think we should probably first start with Deb. Deb, you are the director of the Fowler Dental Clinic. Let's go back a little bit and talk history.
Sure. The history of the Fowler Dental Clinic started in 2000, well, before 2009. The community got together to try to assess the need for assistance in accessing dental care for underserved, underinsured children in our area. And after quite a bit of work, the Fowler Dental Clinic was opened in 2009. It started with a single operatory or a single dental chair, and they started by providing emergency dental care to children between the ages of 3 and 12 who live in Greene County, Wisconsin. Now, since 2009, we've had a lot of exciting expansions and new events that we've added.
I think it was probably maybe about 2010 or so when you had an event at your location in the Pleasant View complex about the children that had been served by this dental clinic and in the things that have happened the first year. And I thought it is amazing what people putting their events together, their skills together, can make happen.
Absolutely.
But now we need to know you've grown since that time.
We have. I came on board with the clinic in 2011, and since that time, the biggest event was our expansion, our clinical expansion. We went from one dental chair up to four. So through a very generous grant through the Wisconsin Delta Dental Association, we were able to complete a 1,000-square-foot expansion in the Pleasant View complex, and we've increased our operatories up to four dental chairs currently, with a fifth operatory that we'll be getting running very soon. The best part about this is with four dental chairs, we're able to have the dental team members come in as volunteers as they work in their own private practice. So many of our dentists will come in with their entire support staff, so their own dentists, their own dental assistants, their hygienists, sometimes even their receptionists will come in. And that makes our time in the clinic very efficient. We're able to see a lot more children more efficiently and provide more care for kids.
So, and the numbers have grown so much since you first started in pre-2009.
It has, absolutely. We continue to try to reach out and reach out to more kids to get more children involved in the clinic. I know last year, we're still compiling our data from last year, but I believe that between 80 and 90 children that we saw last year were brand new to our clinic. So that's the exciting thing. We continue to reach out and see new children that are in need of dental care.
And so you had to grow in space-wise as well. I remember being at your location, and I think it was someone from the health department, and maybe it was you from the dental clinic, said, now this is where we are. And everyone was so pleased to have one dental chair. And then you moved. You're actually in the same area, but am I correct that you're sort of across the hall from where you were?
Exactly. I think we've improved our position a little bit in the building. The nice thing is we're located in the Pleasant View Complex in the Government Services Building. As you enter the front door of the Government Services Building, the Fowler Clinic now has a very nice glass door entrance immediately on your left-hand side. So it's very accessible and easy for patients to find.
For those who may have been familiar with that area, at one time, it housed the UW Extension, and they're now at the Justice Center. So that's why all this good planning went into effect, that you don't leave an empty space when you need it to accommodate something as important as a dental clinic like this. We might as well go right around the room, and we'll get to Dottie the Clown in just a minute. But Dr. Echtel, tell us how you got involved with this, as you are a dentist, but you're also a volunteer at the Fowler Clinic.
Sure. I've been in Monroe a little over 8 years, and so I've gotten a chance to integrate into the community some, and it's been wonderful. Deb had reached out to me when expansion was happening, pretty much, and asked if I had any interest in volunteering and offering services to the clinic. And of course, that's something that always looks very kind of a big step to take into out of comfort zone a little bit, but it has been a really neat opportunity. I've had a chance to meet a lot of neat families, and now as more dentists are volunteering there, we're allowing those families to start seeing not only as an emergency basis, but now as preventive needs and a more of a general dental clinic, so we can treat small fillings and do preventive measures instead of just the emergency treatment. So that's been a neat growth.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, because that goes back to when you started. It was the emergency treatments that were being taken care of.
Right. With one dental chair, that's pretty much all that could be accommodated. And now we are with the expansion, more dentists' involvement, more support staff involvement, that clinic can really be a full-service, comprehensive dental clinic for those who need it.
Wonderful. Now we're going to talk with Dottie the Clown, sometimes known as Jane Sweekham. But Jane is a volunteer for the American Dental Association. And what's your part in this, and how did you get started with it, Jane?
Well, Bernie, I retired from the Monroe School District after almost 35 years as a library specialist. And I always work with kids through school and 4-H. And 27 years ago, on a national 4-H grant, I attended the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse Clown Camp to go and learn how to teach clowning to kids. And it didn't take very long for me to be hooked on being a clown myself. So I began writing educational shows and entertaining shows for kids, and became a summer library performing for the Department of Public Instruction. And I still do shows throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. As a library specialist at Abe Lincoln and performing shows throughout the state, I noticed a need for children to brush their teeth and have dental care.
So that's how the start came about.
That, right. Some of my clown friends in Midwest Clown Association and World Clown Association were out there doing dental programs, and I used them as a role model for me to begin this in our area.
So what do you do as the role model and your position as a volunteer? Where do you work? What do you do?
Well, we go in full costume, and I have written an educational program. Kids are exposed to exaggerated props, magical illusions, puppets, and with lots of participation. And they're learning without knowing that they're learning while they're having fun. And it's a change from their regular classroom teachers and from their parents at home. And when you put on that clown makeup and those big shoes and that silly hair, they're ready to listen to you because you have their attention already.
And so you're doing that. When do you do this? Do you do this during the school year? Do you do this as part of a summer program?
It's done. The kickoff is February 5th, National Dental Health Month. And the program is through the American Dental Association. It's called Give Kids a Smile. So we expect to have some fun and some smiles. The program that I do, I start off with checking their smiles, to see how their smiles look, trying to find the best smiles. We talk about baby teeth and permanent teeth, how to brush and floss their teeth. How to brush their teeth, I have a 2-foot tube of toothpaste that has...
And by the way, she walked in with that 2-foot tube.
I think the listeners and watchers can see it on their screen right now. But it's a 27-inch tube of toothpaste that I made. We learn to make a lot of props in our clown classes. And the toothpaste spirals out of the toothpaste and runs all over while a child is holding the toothbrush. And of course, I look really simple, stupid, a theme of clowning. And the toothpaste runs all over the toothbrush and all over the kid and everything. They're getting the message of getting ready to brush your teeth. And that's something that they would remember once they see it. We show how to avoid the sugar bug. And I hold up foods to see which ones are good for their teeth. It would be fruits and vegetables, or a box of sugar-coated cereal, or a can of sugary pop. We let them decide and tell me which ones are not good for their teeth.
Are they quite good at that, or are they a little bit unsure what if I give the wrong answer?
They are really good at that. They know, because they've heard it, they've seen it maybe in some health classes, they've seen it and heard it from their parents and their dentists, and so they know and they can't wait to answer.
Very good. So lots of things. So you will be doing this. Is this throughout the month, or is this something that's ongoing, Jane?
I will be starting it on Friday, February 5th, which is the kickoff of Give Kids a Smile Day. I'll be doing Northside and Parkside schools here in Monroe on Friday the 5th. And on the 10th, I'll be doing Abraham Lincoln School. And the 16th, I'll be at St. Victor's. I will cover all the children in Monroe from kindergarten, 4K kindergarten and 5K kindergarten and first grade and also second grade at St. Victor's. And at the following the show, thanks to a grant from American Dental Association, we have toothpaste and toothbrushes. And from the support of the Monroe Dentists, color pages, toothbrushing, chart, and everything for all the kids in a little kit at the end of the show.
So they are taking that home with them,
right?
Besides the information that
Correct.
You are giving to
they
them.
They take that home, and we're hoping that they'll be excited and get a good start on brushing their teeth and a chart that they can keep track of to visually see what they have accomplished.
I'm glad you mentioned the grades there, the age levels that you're going to be talking with, because I thought, my, that's a lot of students. And if you were going to do the whole school, but it's a good place to start with the 4K and the kindergartners and those first or second grade.
Yes, I felt that in my work with the younger kids in the elementary schools, that this was the place to start, because a lot of them were not brushing their teeth. And I think I know I was guilty when I was a little girl, so I just had to picture myself at that time and didn't realize how important it was to brush your teeth to your health. And I think a lot of parents will be more concerned about the flu or safety of their children, but don't think about the teeth, because it's not an issue at that point. But reaching the younger children, they're sharp and they're on task, and so this is a time to get them informed.
Do you find that they like to probably show off what they've learned and take that information home with them, and they can be teaching others in their home situation?
Oh, yes. When I retired from Abraham Lincoln, I was teaching something in the library one day, and when I retired, the child had reminded me of that, and it had been 2 years previous that I taught that in the library.
So they remember.
Yes, they do.
And so they can be teaching that. I'm going to interrupt our three guests and do our calendar of events, and then we'll be back talking with them, because I'm sure there are some things I haven't asked them that they want to tell you about. The Freeport Board of Fire and Police Commission is currently accepting applications for the position of firefighter and EMTB. The applications and the informational packets can be picked up at the Central Fire Station on South Walnut Avenue between now and the 12th of February. The Businesses of Stevenson County Expo is the feature of the Stevenson County Visitor Center just east of Freeport on Highway 20. Excuse me. This expo runs through March 6th. From 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., it features local businesses that provide services, products, and more to Stevenson County and beyond. The first program of the 2016 season of Midday Masterworks will feature music written by composers who have January birthdays. These programs take place today. There was one at 12:15 at the Monroe United Methodist Church, and another is scheduled for 5:15 today at St. Victor Church, also in Monroe. The half-hour programs are free, and they are open to the public. There will be a community blood drive in Belmont. That's the community blood drive is in Belmont today from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Belmont Grade School. Lida Ludlow Reading Club meets at 2 today in the small meeting room at the Monroe Public Library. And you're going to hear me say Monroe Public Library often in this calendar of events, because so many things are happening at a local library. The Chess Club meets in the teen area every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30. That's at the Monroe Public Library. Alcoholics Anonymous meet at the United Methodist Church in Monroe every Wednesday evening at 6. The Freeport Moose Family Center has bingo every Wednesday night at 6:30. And this bingo, too, is open to the public. Alcoholics Anonymous meet at the Apple Grove Lutheran Church near Argyle at 7 o'clock every Wednesday. Friends of the New Glarus Public Library will be meeting in the library today at 7. And moving on to Thursday, Monroe's 4K kindergarten registration is now available through the 26th of February. For enrollment information, call 328-7041. UW Extension Soil Health and Fertility Seminar will take place on February 16th. Those times are from 1 to 3:30 at the Greene County Justice Center on the lower level multipurpose room. Please RSVP to the Extension office if you're planning to attend this at 608-328-9440. The Monroe Morning Optimists will meet at the Monroe Country Club every Thursday morning, 6:30 to 7:30. Alcoholics Anonymous also meeting at the United Methodist Church in Monroe every Thursday at 10 in the morning. The Monroe Public Library holds Stories and More every Thursday at 10. Words and Wonder every Thursday at 10 at the Monroe Public Library. Kids between the ages of 3 and 6 with a caregiver are invited to this, and all the siblings are welcome. There will be a presentation by Dr. Shearer at Astor Assisted Living in Monroe tomorrow. That would be Thursday at 2:30. Following the presentation, there will be free glaucoma screenings. Again, this is open to the public. Monroe Public Library has a bilingual story time Thursday at 6 o'clock. Alcoholics Anonymous meeting at Grace United Methodist Church in Belleville, Thursdays at 7. Alcoholics Anonymous meet at Congregational United Church of Christ in Broadhead every Thursday at 7. And Alcoholics Anonymous, this is the last one of those, at St. John's United Church of Christ, Thursday at 7. The Monroe Master Gardeners will meet at the Justice Center tomorrow at 7. The public is invited. And our final item in our today's calendar, the program on the Greene County Historical Society Barn Inventory Project will be presented at 7 o'clock tomorrow at Swingley United Church in Monticello, and I believe they're meeting today in Albany to get this started, this inventory of Greene County Society's barn project. So who says there's nothing to do? You can go to so many, many things, and we're hope that you are having some questions, and we're going to go around the table again and talk a little bit more about some things that we may not have mentioned with Deb Douglas, Jane Swigum, and Dr. Ekdahl. Deb, let's talk with you as director of the Fowler Dental Clinic. What should we be having people know how great this is and the progress that's been made?
Well, the exciting thing is, as we've mentioned earlier in the program, since the clinic was started in 2009, we've really expanded and were able to provide more comprehensive support for the kids here in the county who need it most. And now we've gone from just initially treating kids who have dental emergencies to providing a dental home and preventative care, as Dr. Ekdahl had mentioned. So the exciting thing is that now we're able to see a number of children on a routine recall basis every 6 months to provide recare and make sure that we reinforce good oral hygiene and good behaviors, so that hopefully through proper oral hygiene and good nutrition, the kids will not get the cavities that they may have if they didn't have that information. So through this collaboration, I'm so excited this year to collaborate with the Fowler Clinic, collaborating with Jane Swigum as Tootie the Clown. It's really going to be a wonderful event. This is our second year for Give Kids a Smile in Greene County. And this year, it's going to be a combination of clinical days and care provided by volunteer dentists at the Fowler Clinic, with Tootie the Clown going out to the school children and seeing them in the schools. So we're really able to reach a lot of children with information as well as providing care here in our clinic.
And it's so interesting that what started out as emergencies, those that just needed to see their dentist maybe for the first time, or meeting a dentist that said, this is my dentist, and looking forward when you would repeat that. So that's very important, that they see their dentist on the regular basis.
It is. Dr. Ekdahl, I know that's her specialty.
Okay, let's talk with Dr. Ekdahl now.
Sure. I want to reiterate how important that is. There are lots of things that parents and grandparents and caretakers of young kids, and that's mainly who we're looking at right now, can do. And one of those things is establish a dental home. And that's what the Fowler Dental Clinic has been able to provide for some of those that haven't been able to find the right spot or afford it.
There might be a lot of reasons. Affording is one of them, new to the community, and I think we could go on and on, say there's various reasons why they have not been associated with my dentist, as they would like to say.
Sure. So that dental home, we like to see established by age one. And even if that first visit to the dentist is not a full appointment where they're polishing and cleaning and x-rays, usually is not. It is sitting on the parent's lap, doing a quick initial exam, making sure development is on track, making sure the parents or grandparents or caretakers know how to take care of a one-year-old's mouth and help, like Jane was saying, develop those skills early on so that it's part of a daily routine. So that first visit to the dentist often is a really fun visit. We try to keep it upbeat, exciting, get the kids involved. The other thing that parents or caretakers at home need to be a part of is the oral hygiene component. Because most kids, little kids too, love to chew on a toothbrush, but that's not brushing your teeth.
No.
So let those kids be comfortable with having a toothbrush in their mouth, play with it, but it is the parents' or caretakers' responsibility to really get in there and brush each individual tooth, make sure that we can clean between. And even a 1 or 2 year old should be able to sit down and allow somebody to be brushing their teeth and establish that comfort.
Do you talk about the ownership about this blue toothbrush is yours? or don't use your sister's because she has the, I guess we'd have to say pink one.
Yes.
But so if they own it, and I think it makes such an impression when Jane walks in with this great big tube, which is a toothpaste. They'll remember that, and they'll remember that big toothbrush as well. Jane, what could you add to that?
Well, I had mentioned something that I didn't do as a child and didn't really know about it, is flossing your teeth, and we encourage that for children now too. And for that in the show, I will costume 2 children in tooth costumes. And then I'll do a comedy routine of trying to blow up a balloon, which I don't remember how. And the children tell me how to blow up a balloon, and they say, put it in your mouth and blow. So I stick the whole balloon into my mouth and like that, and the balloon is across the room. And, of course, they love everything that you do wrong.
That's right. They're looking for that.
And in clowning, when we start, you learn to do everything the hardest possible way. Well, I was kind of good at that, but I had this in the back of my mind, all the teachers and my parents telling me to do everything right. So after several years of clowning, I'm able to do everything wrong, and kids love to correct you. And so I finally get the balloon blown up, and I lodge it between the 2 children that are in tooth costumes. And then I get another child to help me, and I have a rope that we floss back and forth till we dislodge that balloon into the air, and that shows them how to floss their teeth when they're at home, when they have some food stuck in their teeth.
And so then they're learning something that you hope they will do on a regular basis.
It's showing them how to do it in a fun way. They're learning while they don't realize
it. Jane, mention again your schedules when you start this on February 5th.
We start at February 5th. We're at Parkside and Northside. Parkside, I believe, in the morning. Northside in the afternoon. Then on February 10th, we're at Abe Lincoln for 3 or 4 shows. And on February 16th, we'll be at St. Victor's for K-4 through 2nd grade.
February 16th. Oh, I'm looking at the calendar and I think, oh, she's going to be working on Saturday. That is a Tuesday. So that's wonderful to know that all of our students, boys and girls in 4K through 1st or in St. Victor's in 2nd grade will benefit from these
efforts.
And
also Head Start and some of the preschools that we're servicing this year.
Very good. I thank our 3 guests for joining us today. I've learned a lot. We hope our listeners have learned a lot. And just remember, the Fowler Dental Clinic is located at the Pleasant View Complex. We've been talking with Deb Douglas, who is the director there, with Dr. Janelle Ekdahl, who is a volunteer. She is a dentist. And Jane Swigum, who is Dottie the Clown, a volunteer for the American Dental Association. Thank you to all of us for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.